Good evening and welcome to this week's meeting of Blues for Yous, the club where the only rule is if it sounds like the blues, it surely is the blues. My name is Rob and I will be your chairman for tonight. Now, if you have missed any of our previous meetings and would like to catch up on the minutes, all you have to do is go to www.bhrs.online and you'll find them all there laid out for you. So, we've got a great lineup of music for you tonight, so let's get going with our first track. Lone with a Feeling is a song recorded in 1938 by Tampa Red and Black Bob, and appeared on an album called The Guitar Wizard 1935-1953, released in 1974, and featured 14 of Tampa Red's most famous songs.
If you're going to love a woman, love her with a thrill, 'cause if you don't, some other man will. You got to love her with a feeling. You got to love her with a feeling. You got to love her with a feeling. But don't you love at all. No woman don't want that old halfway stuff. So when you turn her loose, be sure she got enough. And just love her with a feeling. Love her with a feeling. You got to love her with a feeling. Or don't you love at all. Say that thing, boy. Yeah. You got to love with a feeling. You got to love her with a feeling. You got to love her with a feeling. But don't you love at all. Now the gal I love, she's nice and fat. She got a way of loving and it's good like that. Because she loved me with a feeling. Yeah, she loved me with a feeling. Yeah, she loved me with a feeling. But she don't love at all. Now the coppers brought her in, she didn't need no bail. She shook it for the judge and he put the cops in jail. 'Cause she shook it with a feeling. Yeah, she shook it with a feeling. Yeah, she loved with a feeling. But she don't love at all.
Long Tall Sally has been recorded by Elvis Presley, The Beatles, and many more. It was written by Robert Blackwell and Otis Johnson and Little Richard, who released it as a single in 1956. According to Blackwell, he was introduced to a little girl by a popular disc jockey. The girl had written a song for Little Richard to record so she could pay for treatment for her ailing Aunt Mary. Not wishing to upset the influential disc jockey, Blackwell accepted the offer and took the idea to Richard. They worked on the song, adding verses and a chorus until they got the hit that they wanted.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has a misery, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. With Bob.
based in the Vale Club in Innerleithen, the Borders Blues Club promotes the very best of live blues music from the UK and USA. Regulars and visitors are always assured of a warm welcome. This is Jerry Lee Lewis with a recording from 1959 of his cover of the Chuck Berry classic, Little Queenie.
I got a lump in my throat and a sore coming down the aisle. I got the wiggles in my knees when she looked at me and sweetly smiled. There she is again, standing over by the record machine. Oh, looking like the model on the cover of a magazine. She's too cute to be a minute over 17. Meanwhile, I was thinking, she's in the mood, no need to break it. I got a chance, I ought to take it. Now if she'll dance, we'll make it. Come here, Queenie, let's shake it. Go, 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 little Queenie. Go, 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 little Queenie. Go, 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 little Queenie. There she is again, standing over by the record machine, looking like the model on the cover of a magazine. She's too cute to be a minute over 17. Meanwhile, I still think, if it's a slow song, we'll omit it. And if it's a rocker, son, that'll get it. And if it's good, I'll admit it. Come on, Queenie, let's get with it. Go, 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 little Queenie.
Looking Back is the title track from the seventh album released by John Mayall in August 1969 by Decca Records. The album features songs by both John Mayall's Blues Breakers and John Mayall solo work.
I saw her walking down the street. The little girl, she looked so sweet. For half a mile, I had to stop and talk a while. Yeah, I was looking back to see if she was looking back to see if I was looking back at her. She had a yellow golden hair. I'm gonna follow everywhere. She had a wiggle when she walked. I wanted her to stop and talk. You know that back to see if she were looking back to see if I were looking back at her. See if she was looking back to see if I was looking back at her. She had a yellow golden hair. I'm gonna follow everywhere. She had a wiggle.
walk. I wanted her to start the talk. You know that I was looking back to see if she was looking back to see if I was looking back at her. You know that I was looking back to see if she was looking back to see if I was looking back at her.
John Ned Lee Shines was born in Memphis, Tennessee in 1915. He was taught to play the guitar by his mother and spent most of his childhood in Memphis playing slide guitar at an early age in juke joints and on the street. He moved to Hughes, Arkansas in 1932 and worked on farms for 3 years, putting aside his music career. A chance meeting with Robert Johnson, his greatest influence, gave him the inspiration to return to music. In 1935, Shines began travelling with Johnson, touring in the United States and Canada. They parted in 1937, 1 year before Johnson's death. This is Johnny Shines with Lost Love Letter Blues. Luther Allison was a blues singer, songwriter, and guitarist. He was born in Arkansas and became interested in music as a child. During the late 1940s, he toured in a family gospel group called the Southern Travelers. He moved with his family to Chicago in 1951 and attended Farragut High School, where he was classmates with Muddy Waters' son. He taught himself guitar and began listening to blues extensively. 3 years later, he dropped out of school and began hanging around outside blues nightclubs with the hopes of being invited to perform. Allison played with the bands of Howlin' Wolf and Freddie King. This is Love Is Free.
Yeah.